To whom did God give free will? What happens if you are judged not to have believed in Jesus, not to have believed in his teaching? What then happens to you? If you don't obey God's word, then you go to hell.
You know, it's...
Come on, sir, come on, come on down, down, come on down the aisle, brother, really.
He said, if we choose to believe in him and his ways, and his, of all we have...
Wait, hold your point, please, hold your point.
Believe.
But wait, please, because you're almost there. You almost see the ridiculousness of your position. God is a vicious SOB.
How
stupid can you be? God is a vicious SOB.
How stupid can you be?
God is a vicious SOB.
How stupid can you be?
God is a vicious SOB.
How stupid can you be?
One of the most violent baby abusers. And now you understand why when you say, Ray, you know, God gave us free will. It's as though, sir, you walked into your neighbor's house and you pulled a gun on the beautiful wife.
But Ray.
And you said, give me a blowjob.
And she says,
no, I'm not going to have sex with you. That is ridiculous. Now, I'm giving you a choice. You either give me sex. Or I'm going to blow your damn brains out. Or I'm going to blow your damn brains out. And what are you going to do? When you are arrested, sir, are you going to stand before a court and say, no, Your Honor, I gave her a choice. I told her, you have a free choice here. You either choose to have sex with me, or I'm going to blow your brains out. I blew her brains out. Sir, don't you see how foolish you sound? Give me sex. Give me a blowjob. I blew her brains out. Give me sex. Give me a blowjob. I blew her brains out. Isn't the judge going to say, but you had a gun to her head? And so therefore, sir, no choice was rendered. No choice was rendered, right?
Now, hold on.
Listen, let me put you on hold so I can take care of some business.